Was it luck? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on your perspective. I argue, well, it wasn't, because ever since I was a kid, I was working towards this one position. Ever since I was a kid, yeah, I put that solid foundation in. I put the blood, sweat, and tears. I got the skills. I got the mindset. I got everything I needed. So sooner or later, I was going to will a position. I would bend the universe to my will, or something is going to open up. I put in all that grind, put in that hard work, and then got this position. So then, you know, here I am. Got what I wanted. Let's prove it. Let's work hard for it. And I, you know, kept at it. And there was plenty of times where, you know, I fell down a bit, but always was like, no, I want this. I'm going to turn this into a reality. Yeah, long behold, I'd be very shocked if anyone at my age climbed it as fast as I climbed it. And I got that position that, you know, I always talked about. My manager even sat down with me and said, a lot of people look at you and think it's just luck, but they don't see that work. Welcome back to the Prometheus podcast. Luke Anderson here from Step Potential, and I'm joined with Hendry Lay. Today's topic, we're going to really cover something that I think a lot of people, they don't consider this. And that's the whole topic around, there's a quote, right? And it's, luck is being prepared for situations. And I've always liked that quote because it shows a few things, right? And we're going to dive into it. But the reason why I really wanted to dive into this with Hendry is I was listening to an artist, a rapper, and he said this one quote. I'm going to just call it out, and then we're going to pull it apart, and me and Hendry will dive straight into it. So the quote says, I'm the one who put the stars into alignment. I had a dream and then collided it with work and named it perfect timing. So if we break that down, right, it's pretty much saying I put certain things in place and I've always had a dream. And what I've done, though, is I collided that dream with hard work and named it perfect timing, because a lot of people love to say, people get lucky. A lot of people love to say, oh, you know, it was just good timing. You were able to sell your house for a lot of money because you bought in this one area that was, you know, really lucky, real lucky time, a real perfect time. So you were able to flip it and make a lot of money. You were able to land this one job because, you know, the economy was going up, jobs were going up. This one big project opened up. So, you know, for you to land a managing position, you're just really lucky. I don't have that luck. I've never had that luck. But it isn't luck. And we go back to that original quote, luck is being prepared for every situation. So I'll open up to you, Hendry, you know, those quotes and all that. What are your first thoughts? And we'll dive straight into it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to refer to luck as kind of timing in a sense, because, you know, in terms of like, it depends on timing as to what people kind of refers to as luck. Like, oh, you were there at the right time. But really, I don't really see it as luck. I kind of see it as the hard work that was placed behind it to be ready for that time, like the preparation that went into it. You know, people don't see the preparation, they only see the results. And then that's, you know, that's the only thing they see. They don't see the hard work that went behind it. And then that's how you created your own luck in a sense, you know. They don't see the hours that you put in, they don't see the time and stuff that you've spent.
Yeah, and it's exactly what you're saying. It's to use another word, it's that opportunity, yeah? It's, well, when the opportunity comes up, are you ready or you're not? And you're only ready when you've put in blood, sweat, and tears, when you've put in that hard work. We mentioned it once, and it was ages ago on it was episode 5, and we were talking about how when a new artist comes up, right, they start blowing up, they have that new breakout song, and everyone thinks, oh wow, like, this is a really good song, it's his like first major song, blah blah blah, but they don't quote you, they don't see the catalog of 20,000 songs.
Yeah,
50,000 songs that I see all the work that never even is ever going to be heard. And it was just blood, sweat, and tears, didn't work out, repeat, blood, sweat, and tears, rinse, repeat. All of a sudden, you know, people see the dream and collide it with work and name it perfect timing. All of a sudden, people are going to point their fingers and say, wow, you were so lucky that, you know, you wrote a song and it broke out on social network. You're so lucky that that happened. And it's like, well, it probably could have even taken 10,000 hours to even write that one song. So are they really lucky? It's not like click of a fingers, stuff happens. People become millionaires overnight. They put effort, time, energy, preparation, strategies, strong foundations. But so many people like to just point fingers and say, oh, it's just luck though.
Yeah. Well, you create your own luck in a sense. You choose the path you want to take in life. And sure, life throws things at you to kind of sway you off your path. But it's up to you on how you react to that situation.
Exactly right. And I can use an example, a personal example that, you know, always rings true. And I talk about it quite a lot. When I was younger, I always wanted, like what you said, I created this, my own path, right? I created my own luck. I had a lot of people where I used to work at Telstra when I was climbing the corporate ladder that, yeah, they'll look at me. And my manager even said it. Oh, I'm just trying to think of the quote. He said something about how, I know it perfectly, actually, because I've used it in a talk recently. It's like, so, yeah, they were like, a lot of people look at you, Luke, and think it's just luck. But they were saying, well, you know, it's not. You do outwork everyone, and you work so hard to the point where you make things shift your way. And, you know, it's exactly what we're talking about, because when I was younger, I always had this plan envisioned out right in front of me, and I was like, well, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to finish school. I'm, you know, not going to go to uni because, for one, I'm useless at school and I don't want to go to uni. But I was like, I'm going to, you know, work hard in between year 7 to year 12. And that was a lot of hard work. All my weekends, every school holidays ever, you know, hopping on 4 or 5 hour train ride, going to work with my old man. And I didn't have a good relationship with him, but I understood, well, this is the path I want to walk. Blood, sweat, and tears and all, let's commit to this. So between year 7 and 12, I grinded like crazy. And then I had about, I grinded like crazy with this goal, right, of joining Telstra, becoming a, I guess, like a, for layman's terms, like a field tech, so to speak, and then like a specialist, yep, and then a manager. That was the goal. That was always the goal, from when I was a little 12-year-old to working up to when I was, you know, 18, getting my license, all of that. So finished high school. There was probably about 2 months of like work in between there. And then this new project was happening. They were onboarding a lot of people. And then I jumped on it. You know, first position, because I had a catalog of work. I had a huge catalog of work, so I was able to get that position. Was it luck? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on your perspective. I argue, well, it wasn't, because ever since I was a kid, I was working towards this one position. Ever since I was a kid, yeah, I put that solid foundation in. I put the blood, sweat, and tears. I got the skills. I got the mindset. I got everything I needed. So sooner or later, I was going to will a position. I would bend the universe to my will, or something is going to open up. Because when you know, you pour into something, it's like that, you know, equivalent exchange. Stuff does come back to you. If you're, you know, speaking positive things, if you're lifting yourself in a certain way, that does come around one way or another. So I put in all that grind, put in that hard work, and then got this position. So then, you know, here I am, got what I wanted. Let's prove it. Let's work hard for it. And I, you know, kept at it. And there was plenty of times where, you know, I fell down a bit, but I always was like, no, I want this. I'm going to turn this into a reality. Yeah, long behold, I don't think I'd be very shocked if anyone at my age climbed it as fast as I climbed it. And I got that position that, you know, I always talked about. And a lot of people, like I was saying, a lot of people, my manager even sat down with me and said, a lot of people look at you and think it's just luck, but they don't see that work. They don't see that, you know, grit that you have. They don't see how much you prepare for it. They don't see that you're the one who put the stars into alignment, had a dream, and then collided it with work and named it perfect timing, Hendry. They don't see that. They do not
see that.
So, yeah,
that's... It's crazy. Like, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, go on.
Well, like, I feel like people don't want to, they kind of turn a blind eye to the way, you know, the preparation that you put in. They only look at the results you want to justify the means in their life and to be like, oh, you know, like he had this luck and that's why he's there, to kind of justify what's happening currently in their life. And, you know, that might be a harsh comment or so, but I truly believe that people say, oh, people get jealous, or people kind of, you know, call it luck, or call it overnight success is what they like to call in the music.
Yeah. They love that overnight success.
Yeah, because they don't want to look at their life and how it currently is, and they rather kind of take someone down for achieving something that someone else has put in the work for.
Yeah, and I love this quote, and I say it a lot, and you've probably heard it a million times editing on a lot of the Step Potential's videos, Andrew, and it's stay ready. And if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And to use exactly what you talked about at the start, opportunities, they come and go. Only those who stay ready will capture them. And everyone That's else it. Who doesn't stay ready will point fingers, say overnight success, will point fingers, say you were just lucky. But if you stay ready, you'll capture it. Like the Eminem quote, where it's like, you got one opportunity, one moment where you, you know, capture it or just let it slip.
Yeah, Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti, that's exactly what I was going to say. And then, but it's so true because everyone will let it slip because they don't actually stay ready. And I've used this example a few times. I'll say it again because it rings true. It's the same old story, whereas if you're not putting in that extra hard work, going that extra mile, and something, you know, traumatic happens, something terrible happens in your life, a family member that gets sick, all of a sudden there's more medical bills to be paid. Well, have you stayed ready? Have you done all that preparation? Have you always worked towards it, or have you not? Have you just let it fall as it is? Because if you have, then do you have enough money to help out with those medical bills? Do you have enough money to keep the water on? Because life can always turn on the dime. And if you don't stay ready, it will more than likely hit you in your mouth. And if you're not ready in the sense of that you're mentally alert, you haven't done the work, you haven't done the overtime, you haven't done, you know, the preparation, set the foundation, put the blood, sweat, and tears, exactly what we've just talked about, then you do only have yourself to blame when it all comes crumbling down, because we all understand that bad stuff happens to good people all the time. And if you're not staying ready, then you're inviting that opportunity to slip away, or you're inviting, instead of luck, let's twist it, you're inviting yourself to be stuck in these unlucky situations that could be avoided if you could be avoided real easily if you actually put the time, if you stood ready that entire time instead of just thinking, I'm going to let things play out. Because on top of staying ready, when you're mashing this all together, Hendry, exactly what we've just talked about, your hard work, you know, you have your focus, you have your dream, you have you've envisioned it, you got your 2020 vision, blood, sweat, and tears, all of that, then you can get to a point, you build enough momentum, you start bending the universe to your will a lot more. Because people can say, Luke, you were just lucky, but I told everyone, and there was no hesitation from when I was a kid to going all the way up till I got the role. I told everyone and like anyone and everyone that that's the position I was going to be at. And I was always going to be there. And I always walked in. You probably heard me raving about it when we were in high school.
Oh, I remember.
And it's like, well, call it luck if you want, but I always stay ready and I put that work in and I will bend the universe to my will. And people need to carry themselves with that mentality a lot more, because if you're not staying ready, you're inviting unluckiness in your life. And then you're the only one to blame when things don't pan out the way you originally thought.
Damn. In terms of like how I think of summing it up is, stay ready so when the stars aligned, you're ready to grab them.
Oh, say that again, Hendry, and then we'll wrap this up. Say that again.
Stay ready so when the stars align, you're ready to grab them.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prometheus podcast, where we aim to bring the fire back to the people.